Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Chef, and we're here at another wonderful program, and today is Monday, August 16th. So, we'll start off with an emotional clearing here. Think of an issue that you probably dealt with over the weekend. Just one issue, and we'll clear that from you. So, here we go. I'll count to five to release it. This is emotional trauma release. And this is just a sample clearing. Remember, you may only thought you had one, but you could probably normally have about 50 a day at least. Each time you hear something, somebody talks to you, it will sometimes just start to push your buttons a little bit. And at that point, that needs to be cleared out too. But the major ones is what you really recognize. So here we go. Think of one of those. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that's released from you. We'll do a sensory body. This is for people who are overly sensitive. And again, think of a situation. And just do the same one if you wish. You're going to feel a better healing each time. It might be just a little less pressure on you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And anyway, that's the body of the sensory body. Because it can still take over the overflow that's going from the emotional body into the sensory. And let's see here. Let's just say that that body now is filled up also. So now it goes into, we'll say, your trauma body. So think of the same issue. And if you have any energies that you can feel getting released from you on any of these, then you know that you got to have the clearings. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So if you didn't feel anything on the sensory or the trauma, but you have felt it on the emotional, then that means that it didn't leak over yet into those bodies. We're going to do a feeling body now. So again, take note of this here. So releasing the same energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on here tonight. Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
I am out here, Ron. Thank you so much for having us all on here, and thank you all for being on the fast chat. Welcome to everyone. I can see a few people on there. We had a really great weekend. We had one of our longer sessions on the light chip, which is amazing for healing as we get to spend 8 hours with Ron and the Creation Light Chip, which is something that comes up usually every month now. You've been doing these. So they are three intensive eight-hour calls, and we just started the first one yesterday. So that was just amazing. And there is a lot of opportunity to still do that if you want to join us this month. We still have our monthly four-hour Ascension preparation call, which is coming up on Saturday. This Saturday, we had a problem this past Saturday, so it's coming up this Saturday instead, and that is the 21st. So that's a four-hour Ascension preparation call, and you can do that one on its own, or you can join us also for the rest of the 8 hours this month, which is the 22nd of August and the 29th of August. And one of the really incredible things is that you are actually in quarantine still for those of us that have been on the call and those that are coming on during the week. You are actually getting worked on as well. So lots and lots of healing going on. And we've gotten some comments on that. I don't have it here on the fast chat, but I did see some emails, and I heard from a few people that just had amazing experiences. Ron, do you want me to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, that'd be fine, sure.
Okay. Yeah, so one lady that I spoke to, she was she was really ill before the call on Sunday, and I don't even know if you're aware of it, Ron, but she was not able to go someplace where she was going to be away for a couple of days, and she had to cancel everything and did the call with you yesterday, the 8-hour call, and told me today that she's up and going, and she's going for this festival that she was going to go for. So she had a dramatic healing through that call. And getting on the conference calls really are key for getting us, you know, a more transformation, a bigger healing, and that sort of thing. So anyway, and here I go to another person who has been emailing you, Ron, and just wants to thank you and just hasn't got any words for this day, she says. She had pain in her head, neck, and spine, and the end of the day was gone. Energy was great, and it was the best of the 8-hour calls she has ever participated in. So she's mentioning that due to her actually having done a few of them before, so thank you so much. And the silver water, she says, is wonderful. It helps her throat. She sometimes gets a bit of a cough. Something that we do on the calls, too, is the water charging. She says she feels happy, content, actually, and starting to feel that ascension, which is her goal, is real and that I'm working toward it. And she says, I can feel the removals in my eyes. When I started in January, I had cataracts and floaters. The floaters were gone after my first 8-hour sessions. Left eye is almost gone, right eye now about 65% gone. I have gone from trifocals to bifocals and now reading glasses. I have felt for months sticky residue on my eyes, and after each session, parts of it comes off my eyes. I could almost say by the first time I finish 12, I may not need reading glasses. Again, thank you so much. And thank you for sharing that with us. And I'm sure there's a lot of them. So, Marie R. is also commenting here on the fast chat. Great to know that when in quarantine, all the crap is being removed. Yep, that is true. So anything you want to add about what we went through, Ron, yesterday, all the things going on?
Yeah, we have a beep there. Let's get the beeper first.
Yeah, cool. Let's get the beeper.
Hello, beeper.
Hi, it's Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. We're good. How are you?
Well, I was with the intensive group yesterday, and it was really powerful. It was great. A lot of dense energy moving away, and just feeling a lot more energized.
Balanced. So great.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited as much as I can for the ascension process because it works.
So what would you say to somebody who's just joining us or somebody who hasn't heard that much about the clearings?
Well, you have to try it to have your own opinion and your own experience. And it's definitely, in my opinion, you know, worth exploring as a beginner, because it really does, it works, and it's instantaneous, it's gentle, and you get validation from it, so you know that something is happening, whether you're a strong feeler or a visionary person, because it changes. The reconfiguration of energy is really apparent from day to day in your relationships with people and your other experiences in the world. It just shows itself to you that way.
Yeah, I love how you say that. That's really great. That's a really good observation, and how it's almost like each healing that you go through, they kind of add, they build on each other in a way.
Exactly, and some of us are more dense in different areas, and I don't mean that as a derogatory comment. It's just you have a burden of maybe deep-seated recycled thoughts embedded in different parts of our organs, or you know, just different areas of the body where people hold their pain or their problematic areas, and the stronger hold is on that, the more healing is required to root that out and, you know, kind of wash it away from the energetic system and the purification of that. And that's what's so wonderful about the light beings on the ship, is that they're so skilled and so gentle and so precise. It's really easy to go through the healings with them.
And what I hear when you talk is almost like you're talking about almost a new reality of consciousness that we get to, like after a while, how you get more into, you almost shift in yourself, you know.
You do alter, you do, and also there are moments I've had great frustration, and it's not because the healings don't work, it's because I have to go back to that word densities, or they might not have been close enough for the depth of the issues, because we're so inundated with alien energies on us, because they treat us like dolls that they play with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then having that moved away too, and I imagine, I can only imagine, because I can't see this part of it, it's just a phenomenal working of reconnecting anything that might have been damaged, you know, circuitry that might have been damaged, or, I don't know.
Sure,
you know,
yeah.
Putting the pieces all back together in the puzzle.
And how it's kind of hard after you start to realize after you have a clearing how much you really needed it, and it's hard to go back to old concepts, or, you know, you can really see how... what shall I say, the mindsets that we had that were negative, you know?
It's not comfortable. It feels almost dirty. And certain foods that just don't look attractive anymore. And certain conversations just are like, oh, I can't believe, you know, I used to talk that way with people. Or, yeah, you become aware and I think it's what, a higher vibration.
Yeah, it's really great to hear all your insights and how you've found it, because I have had several times of shifting from doing this work where there was a beginning where all of a sudden I could feel everything a lot more. I've always felt things quite a bit, but not to the extent of how I can feel it now. And it was like going on a roller coaster ride every time I did a clearing. And, it was just several times I've noticed that I've had to go through. And I did notice that today, after what we went through yesterday. Today, when I started some clearings again, I felt it much stronger again. So,
it does help after going through the intensives, because we're more, a bigger percentage of us is back in our bodies, so we can go back over and do emotional or mental or sensory, to come, you know, a little deeper healing into that and release more of those thoughts. Because in the experimenting with the self and power clearing, I was wondering how that compares with the energetic buffer body clearings, Ron, in that I know self and power has a lot to do with feeling of thoughts, but are they the same kind of thoughts that are attached to the energetic buffer bodies? Is it just enhancing the buffer body, energetic, invisible bodies, or is it different?
So, Ron, I don't know if you heard, but Kathleen was asking about the self-empowerment clearing.
Yeah, each one changes. I'm trying to see here if... how it affects.
Because there are thought forms attached to the buffer bodies, right?
Yeah, there are.
Yes. It's about moving. And I've just noticed they both work incredibly well for me. I was just wondering how they're different that way. Is it just that we are more empowered to select how we're feeling specifically on the self-empower one?
I think so, because there's so many programs running that we don't know about, and once you clear some of those programs that are negative, then the other programs that you probably have that's in neutral neutrality, which is where you should be, you can now use those to recreate a positive aspect. So I think at first the negative ones are so ingrained in us that we don't know, and we just go from maybe a level 10 of negativity and think that we're getting better because we changed part of our thinking. We go to like maybe a level 8, but we haven't hit zero yet to where it's in balance. And this is why the clearings are kind of like additive upon each other. Or the more you do them, the more you start feeling better because there's so much mind control patterns that we have to release from us. And then once you start feeling better and having a clearer consciousness, which is actually becoming more peaceful, then all of a sudden your whole world changes. And a lot of times, I'll say probably maybe everybody listening, in fact, they'll know that. If you've been on these calls for a while, even if you haven't did any clearings with me whatsoever, you're going to notice that some of your friends you used to hang out with are no longer with you. And they're just stuck in their old patterns of mind control. And those patterns of mind control are holding them in a certain mind concept with people around them with the same mind concept. So as you move out of that particular alien program, whatever you're dealing with, then you get into, say, another one, because you are going into another one because you are being controlled. Once you start moving up the ladder a little bit, then eventually you get out of it. So some people say, gee, Ron, I've been on one of your 8-hour calls or something, and do I only need to do one? Well, I wish it was that simple. I wish I could only do one, believe me. But we have to do more because there's so much mind control. What's happening right now, we're about at the year 13,500. And if you may have noticed around you in the last couple of weeks for sure when they started doing the 13,000 BC years, this is the web energies that are around us. In fact, if you do the 8-hour calls, that $100 clearing is free to you for a month. And so and if you're not doing those calls, then I definitely recommend doing the web coat clearing. This is like an energy around your body. It looks like spider webs. More so, it looks like steel wool. And this is another conscious life form that's around us. And this is controlling you, so you get this stuff off of you. But what's happening right now is that I'm finding people are, remember, we're living the reality now of what happened to your DNA and the people living in 13,500 BC. So this is where you're living in that consciousness, along with living in 2010, okay? Now, at 13,500 BC, what I'm finding out is that there's been a lot of things jerking us from one energy to another. Another way of saying that is we're going into one parallel life after another, going into different mind consciousness energies, a little hard to stay focused. You might do something for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and all of a sudden it feels like a new day to you when you're still doing the same thing. Or like you go, man, where did this day go? I've been doing this work, and I woke up, and I planned to do this here, and now I haven't even got to it yet because I'm overloaded with other things. Well, it's because they were, you know, using the word lightly here, I guess, jerking us around in all different directions. And this is how those people lived back then. So you're feeling that energy in your DNA being released on how people lived in that time frame. And, man, there's so much confusion right now. So you want to be very careful. Maybe when you drive your car, you want to be very alert because you might just find somebody popping up right in front of you from a parallel lifetime that wasn't there, you know, a tenth of a second earlier. And you may miss that energy. So you got to be very, very careful to watch out because this is what's being cleared now. So it's come up in your consciousness, in your body. The aliens that don't like the light shift taken away, their controlling factions are now, you know, coming on board again, probably making life harder for us. So, you know, that's just the way it is. Eventually they won't be here. And still going to have the programs in you, which may be activated, but typically they're taking away the alien energies that have caused this mind control pattern to be brought to people at that time frame and also being activated right now. So if you do feel a little strange, a little sluggish, kind of indecisive, it's only because this is the way people lived at 13,500 years ago. And so now you know what it's like. So did I answer your question? Kind of going a little sideways, but I think I may have covered it.
Oh, you yes, you absolutely did. And I want to thank you again for your generosity on offering the additional clearings for the Sunday intensives, because clearing that web coat was like actually taking off an old grubby coat that I've been wearing for a really long time, and I feel so clean and calm, and the slime body coat was grimy as well, and I could actually feel that being removed from me, especially down up under, around my neck, under my head, around the heart, and it was like a jelly sticky kind of candy, kind of, pulling that away, and it was immediate relief. It just, the sensation, I'm smiling, I looked in the mirror, I look more youthful, my eyes are clearer. This has really been a powerful month of healing with you. I mean, they're always great. It's just, we're just going, each time is deeper and deeper, and I just really like the journey with you.
Oh, thank you.
And for those that are having frustration, I say just ride it out, because I've had my share of it, and I know, Ron, I've come back over and over on some things, and some things have taken a year to completely get through, but the process is just right on and just so worth it. This is the best place in the world to be right now.
Oh, how sweet. How sweet. Thank you. Yeah, some people out there have a much easier life than others sometimes. Maybe they're not being under attack as much. You're still under attack regardless, but some people tend to have, maybe are more important, we'll say, and they get a lot more stuff happening to them, or they're more conscious, or whatever it would be. But, you have to start someplace. So if you're just listening to the program and you go, man, I haven't been on Ron's 8-hour calls. He's done it for about a year and a half now or something like that. And, is he ever going to repeat those calls? Probably not, number one. Okay, but you got to start. Get on those calls. And, each one helps you out. So it doesn't matter what age you are or where you are. You have to begin. And, like I say, if not now, then when, And you want to feel better in your life, if you forget about the ascension process that Jesus came to do here and what we're doing now, if you forget about that and you don't even want to know about what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, like what we're doing now, forget about that. Just know, and forget about the light ship. You might think, it's kind of, strange sounding, like UFO stuff. Forget about that. These healings work. So if you want to have a healing that works with love energy, then this is the place to have it. You may have other practitioners that you have went to, and they got their schooling from a book or from another practitioner. Well, they're using mind energy. That got you into the problems that you have right now to begin with. So the chances of you fully recovering from that is impossible. So if you're going to do anything, get with the love energy that created you, source energy, and this is it. And like I said, the light will never go out of its way in any way or form to transmit energies to anybody down here. They're not going to transmit energies through the archangels and whoever else, is there, or Jesus or anybody else. The light does not promote itself. The light's with you. It's up to you to find it, If you did lose it, it's only because you chose to turn away and choose the darkness. So the light's always with you. The light does not channel its energy through anybody on this planet. So that's the way, you can look at it. So if you go to somebody and they do angel healings, we'll say, or healings from, whatever, Archangel Michael or Mother Mary or this or that, they're not using the light, because the light does not do that. Because the light cannot judge. This is why when you go to the light ship, you must request a healing. If I take you up to the light chip and you don't ask for any type of healing, you're just going to feel peace energy. They will not work with you. You know, on the light chip, you're also asking. So I should just mention that because you're there physically. But if you're on the light chip and you don't ask for healing, nothing will ever happen to you because they see you as perfect, whole, and complete. They're not going to change your reality. They might make it worse for you. You know, maybe you might have not enough money, and you may ask for that possibly, and they may change something in you to bring you more money, and that might make you very unhappy. Or it could be the opposite, you see. So they're not ever going to take away anything from you unless you request it. And they don't channel. This is the hardest thing that I have to deal with going out to the expos, because everybody around me in their gig has something happening through some kind of, quote-unquote, divine intervention. Well, there's no such thing as divine intervention. It doesn't come to anybody. You already have it. And so everything that is in, quote-unquote, divine intervention is the darkness energies working through somebody, bringing in the light of the darkness. And once you finally understand that, then that's going to ring a bell. You're going to go, well, I woke up. I wonder why I'm still stuck here, because I miss the ascension every 2,000 years. That's your problem, is that you're stuck here. Why are you stuck here? Because the people in that lifetime chose darkness for their mind concept. And the darkness comes every 2,000 years very, very strongly so that you will not do the ascension. Remember, they killed Jesus. The Galactic Federation killed Jesus. Why did they kill him? Because they didn't want people to ascend. They're using the energy off the people, stealing your spirit, your soul. So this is the whole process, and your body. This is why you have abductions. So you have to realize that the light does not channel through anything, and it's up to you to get your own information. So that's probably about all I can say. We're putting up another clearing coming up shortly here. And on the conference call that we had yesterday, the eight-hour call, in fact, the one before that, the previous call that we did for 8 hours, dealt with Black Widow energies. And that was last month. And the Black Widow energies was very, very potent. And we took away the toxins, and we actually made an antidote, we'll say, for drinking water for that during that call. And on the last call, we worked with the Black Widow energies. It wasn't quite as bad because the people on the call already had a lot of it taken away from them, these toxins. Or these are energetic toxins. Well, when we got to the mosquitoes, boy, that was rough. So what I'm going to put on the website is alien energetic toxins that you can have released out of you. So you want to know why you have fatty tissue, why maybe you don't feel too good, why things happen to you. It's probably these toxins being activated by the aliens. Remember, they're time-coded. And they're time-coded. Remember, they're very sneaky. Remember that the aliens gave you the DNA that you have, and they know how to operate it and work with it. So you may have a toxin in you from some critter that was here that you got bit with or just came into your realm of experience. And now that it's ascension time again, it may get activated. So, or maybe you go so far and it sees that you're waking up, and all of a sudden they activate this toxin. So I'm going to be putting that up on the website for alien toxin releases. That'll be very interesting. And the two newest clarions are the slime body, that gets rid of the alien life form that's stuck to your skin. It's kind of like having this kind of like clear substance poured over your body that's real sticky and tacky. Goes into all your pores, goes into all your chakras, and this is a conscious life form of the aliens that are attached to you. The next one that we put up more recently here is the web coat clearing. And this is like steel wool, like a spider web all around you. Doesn't touch your skin, but it's just off of your skin. And this is a conscious energy which actually starts to suffocate you. And on that clearing also, we have the oxygen infusion on there, which is just wonderful. So those two clearings, if you're not on the calls, the eight-hour calls are $100, plus you can do a $50 unlimited on top of that if you want to get on it for whenever you choose to. But they're all very, very nice, very good, and it can help you out a lot. But remember, if you're just listening to me for the first time, you must do your emotional clearing. It's $5 times your age. Get that cleared off you so you can be a new person and not live with your current baggage of this lifetime. So back to, I guess, you, Annika, or Kimberly, if you're still there, and thank you for calling.
Hey there, Kimberly.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have noticed it's so very true what you said about asking, because there were some times that I was just going along with it, and then there are times I have clipped even a note onto my shirt, paper clipped it, because, you know, we're in the now, you keep telling us, so this way I don't have to keep asking over and over. And that has been very, very helpful, just clipping a note, asking for what I want.
Well, that's good, especially now, because like going into 100 parallel lifetimes in a day, back and forth, back and forth. This is what people lived back then. So this is what you're experiencing. In fact, we'll do the Be Here Now clearing right now to help people that may have a hard time staying in focus right now on this program. Normally people are in focus, but boy, this has been a roller coaster day here. Probably last week or two.
And with the parallel, I redid those, and that was helpful. But you've been talking about how there are clone bodies lined up, and they like to move our parts of our, or move our spirit and put us into the pieces of us into these clone bodies. So we should get rid of those clone bodies too, right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay, so it's important terminate the clone bodies for current parallel and past life parallel.
Yep, that is correct, uh-huh. Okay. So let's do a Be Here Now clearing. So this will take your spirit out of the clone bodies. Maybe it could be in 1,000 parallel lifetimes at one time here. Remember, all the aliens out there have dibs on you, different races, even different particular energies within that same race. Remember, as above, so below. And, you know, it's just like we have here with the hierarchy. You know, just think of the school system. You know, that's a hierarchy. You go into different grades. Well, just think of different grades of aliens, okay? You know, one might be smarter than the next grade below them, so they have more pizzazz, you know? So here we go. Let's bring your spirit out of these parallel lifetimes. Count to five. One, two, three, four, five. Now your spirit's back with you. You don't want to get it pulled out, naturally. And now we'll bring your body back here. This is where they steal your body. Your physical body is abducted. And what do? They put you in a clone body here that looks just like you with the same clothes. Remember, they're in control of time. So they can take the clothes off of you, put it onto a clone body, make it identical to you, put your makeup on. You know, it could take them 2 hours, we'll say. But for us, we don't even know what's happening. And then put you back into your chair. You know, if you have your legs crossed, you know, they'll cross your legs. You know, if you had a certain smile on, they'll fix you right up, just like a mannequin. Then they'll start time. And then all of a sudden, you're being controlled. And you're now just where you were, where you thought you were, you know, maybe a millisecond ago. But they stop time. Could be a couple hours in length. So here we go, bringing your body back. So one, two, three, four, and five. And if you felt something shift, something change, maybe it got a little brighter, a little dimmer. Maybe you're a little more alert. The only answer to that is, where were you? Okay? So, back to you guys.
Okay. So, Kimberly, thank you so much. Was there anything else you wanted to add, or is that it? I think she's
all... That was it.
You helped me so much by mentioning that. I'm going to pin that a request for healing onto my shirt, because I tend to forget to ask, too.
I may have people who do that on the light ship when I take them up on the calls, the hour calls or whenever.
Ah.
Asked me in the past. And I said, well, just get a little piece of paper and pin it to yourself so it goes to the light ship, because your whole body is brought up there with your clothes on. So you got it right with you.
Yes. And if you are.
Maybe we can have mosquito clearing for the ears. I think I was problematic for you on that yesterday.
Okay, but yeah, let's do a mosquito clearing
then. Get cleared from the ears and then they fill back up.
Okay, so we can do that. Do you want to add anything, Annika, before we do a mosquito ear clearing?
No, do that. That sounds great.
Okay. Okay, everybody. So here we go. In fact, we got some time here. I want everybody to get a glass of water. So, you know, just come back in a couple of minutes. Don't go running out and tripping, you know. Remember, because you may be goofed with a little bit. Very careful and conscious where you're going to get your glass of water. And I heard a beep there, so let's first do the clearing here. We'll work with the ears, with like mosquito bites. It could even be possibly they're inside of your ear making that buzzing sound, you know. That just came to me also. Here we go. I count to 10. So 1, 2, I'm yawning already. Wow. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll do the glass of water charging in about 5 minutes. I saw something on the billboard clearing here from Tina. We have a caller on, so we'll get to that, Tina. Go ahead. Who's out there, caller? I heard a beep, I think.
Yeah, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hello.
I
got a couple questions. Them from snatching us up into these millisecond ago parallel lives and stealing our body. Is there any way to prevent both those things?
Well, you first have to be all the way in your body, and that's your only protection at this point.
But nobody is, right?
And nobody is, right, yeah, uh-huh. Remember,
so
when you, and then, how, you know, going kind of along with that, you know, people read newspapers, you know, watch TV, all that's being controlled by them also. Remember, they have keywords in there which will abduct you, too, and get you hooked up into the mind thing. Like I mentioned before with people, I use the term alien cafe, you know. So I'll just go to a coffee house, and you're going to see these aliens either be physical people here, or they will be inside of physical humans, okay? And they'll come to a coffee table, and maybe you go to your favorite one that maybe has 10 tables or so, and eavesdrop on the conversations. And you're going to notice that the conversations are going to be pretty synchronistic. And what you're going to find out is that you're going to find different things being told if you start taking notes down, and it'll start to give you a different perspective of what's really happening here. So it's quite interesting. So that's one way they can hook you up too, Ed, is by, you know, reading things, watching things, because, you know, like I say, if you notice, most people that you hear about, which are very, very few, they're probably mainly from India. These are the people that maybe live in a cave or something, you know, and they don't have any intervention with anybody. And they're very peaceful, and they do magical things. And that's probably because they're not being abducted, and they're able to use your spirit energy for everything. But, yeah, it's very hard, you know, as far as the word protection, I'd say, you know, it's basically impossible now. The more clearings that people have out there, the more we get these things off of them. So that's the main thing, and the alien attack removal page can help you out immensely. So, Ed, I don't have an answer that I can say, yeah, you know, take this magic potion, and it'll be, you know, a thing to kill all the aliens in you, you know, and they've never come back. No, I don't have anything like that yet.
Okay, but it may be coming, though.
Yeah, everything could be coming. When the Earth spirit becomes fully empowered, it'll definitely fight all the aliens off and get them out of it.
Okay, because what's tending to happen to me, I don't know about anybody else, what's tending to happen to me is I'm shying away from human contact. I'm sitting home, and so I end up watching TV because there's nothing else to do. I get tired of working. My eyes don't work that well after dark. And it's like the more clearings we do, the less of a life I have. Although I would continue, it's not enough to deter me, but it's like the fallout of that. And I wish there was some way to offset that where we could get some kind of a gain other than a peaceful feeling.
That's where you're supposed to be, though. So everybody else around you is supposed to be peaceful, too. And then we wouldn't have any courtings and anything else happening to people because they'd all be in their own space. So eventually, that's the way life is supposed to be here. What you can do, you know, is the now I increase my life force energy. That helps people out a lot if you wanted to know how to really help yourself. And that will help you as you go into and see other people by keeping your life force energy very strong. and it could even get some of the critters off of you that are trying to attach to you. But remember, we're only being attacked. You know, if you look at nature, if you just think of you know, the vultures, the buzzards, you know, whatever's up there, you know, when they see an animal down that's about to die, they start flocking over them in the sky, and they keep watching and watching until they feel safe enough to come down to prey on that the particular thing. Well, that's what the aliens are doing too. So the less you are in your body with your spirit, the more you're a prey to them. So
okay,
that's about all I can say. So eventually, yeah, it could happen. You know, I try to live more in the now, and I just observe life here. Okay, that's what I do. Is just I observe the way life is.
Uh-huh.
So I hear people talking. I don't even tie into it hardly. You know, sometimes I might a little bit, but basically, you know, I don't care what somebody likes or don't like. You know, I'm just being myself. And
yeah,
so I don't judge that person or that, you know, that situation. I do judge the aliens, though, because they're causing us these problems. And if I didn't judge them, the show would not be on BBS or anything else. But we have to get these things off of people. And so
yeah,
that's the whole process. But you know, I do have compassion for all of them out there, even the ones that are doing the dirty deeds here, because we have the Darkness to Light clearing on the website. Remember, once you catch on to a consciousness that's better than what you have, then it's very hard to go back. And
yeah, like I said, I don't mind it. I'm just curious what to do. you know, because
well, then okay,
I
now it's your what you have to do now is ask your spirit what it wants to do. You see, because your spirit may have something that it would like to experience. Maybe it wants to do finger painting. You know,
okay,
like what you used to do probably in first, second grade. You know, who knows. And maybe you have talents there that it wants to bring forward. So now it's up to you to be empowered to do that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, thanks for that. My second question, the final question is, I was noticing that the last time you said you incarnated here was 3,000 years ago. And that's, just to put that into historical perspective, that was 300 years before Rome even became a city. So could you talk a little bit about why you were here and what you were doing?
I don't have any real information on that, Ed.
Okay.
It's blocked out of my consciousness.
Huh. Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Is what I'm doing now. So like I sometimes say is that who you were, what you were in a past life, you know, the Queen of Sheba or something, you know, or whatever, you know, makes no difference. You know, what you are is right here, right now. Doing what you can do to survive this lifetime. So that's kind of, you know, my hit on it.
Yeah, that's the word for it.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling, Ed.
Sure.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ed. And, yeah, I think we can all relate to you there and how all that is feeling and what you're explaining, Ron, about how we do feel compassionate for what's going on out there, and it's not ideal, but we're working through it, and sometimes it does get frustrating, like Kimberly was saying too, but there's such a benefit that we all keep going. So I'm so glad to have this opportunity to do this work with you, Ron, so it's really great. So yes, we were talking about some water charging, and we were getting water. Maybe you want to do that now, Ron?
That, and then we have to answer these questions here. So,
yeah, I know. Thank you all for being so patient.
Sure. We do have Ask One Radio in a couple of hours, too, at 7 PST. So here we go. Let's do some water charging. This is the, I don't know what word to use, we'll just say a mosquito antidote for the poison that they have given us here. So we'll see what it does for everybody. So take your glass of water, hold it in your hand, and this will work on the archives maybe once or twice for you, okay? I'll just say two times. After that, it won't work. So if you come on to it a couple of times, it'll work for you. So here we go. Hold the glass of water below the water level. Both hands on it is probably the easiest way people like to hold their glass of water. And You can have your legs crossed if you want. It makes no difference. I thought I'll bring that up. A lot of the spiritual teachings is that you can't have your legs crossed, or, you know, they say that it cuts down your energy flow. Makes no difference, okay? So here we go. Or even your toes crossed. Makes no difference. So here we go. I'm going to bring in, let's see who wants to come in from the light ship here. We have an energy that is all these are very precious beings, but this one kind of looks like, this might kind of freak some of you people out. It looks like one of those, can't think of the name here. I got to go back into time here to see what it is. Well, it stands on a couple of legs. We'll just say, I think I'll have to change it because I can't get the name on it. In fact, I'll just bring it in and we'll charge it up. So here we go. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Feel the energy coming through your body. Stronger, 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 stronger. A praying mantis. So there are some ETs that look like that are very negative. This one here is a nice one. Very cute. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, this is feeling good. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, people, take your glass of water and just see how it tastes. This will help you with the toxins that are in you from mosquito bites, and this can go back for thousands of years. So we'll see if we get any comments on here. Okay, we need to do, Tina had a question up here about billboards. I think what to put on the brand new billboard. So what it is, we have three sections on the billboard clearing, and I believe the cost for that is $20 for the month. So we have one of the billboards is what you're going to input yourself and what you're dealing with your mind energy. Okay, so there's two boxes there. The second set of boxes is what other people are printing on your billboard, okay? And the third one is what the aliens are imprinting. So what you want to do, first of all, is find out what, to be kind of facetious here, what's wrong with you, okay? So find out what's wrong with you, what you're dealing with, what burden you're carrying, and you want to put that on there because you want to get it taken off of your billboard, because everybody around you is going to be reading that and, bringing you pain and harm. So get that on there, whatever that is. If you don't know what it is, ask your friends. They'll be very happy to tell you if you tell them you're not going to hit them after they tell you, you know. So anyway, after that, the next one is how you want to change. So you want to make sure that you don't go too overboard with that. So let's just say that the far extreme example is you have no money, you're completely broke, and you want to get some money. So you put on there, I want to have money. Well, you might get what you've asked for, but you might have a car accident to give you that money. So you do want to look at the situation, you know, to see, how you want to change. I guess the word gently and with grace does not apply because we're working with the dark side energies on the billboard. They gave us the billboard, okay? So we're able to go into the darkness and to change their plan for us. This is what psychic readers read. So just go in there and put what you want to have happen. And just don't say you want to get $1 million. You know, you may want to have more money. Abundance and money is not the same thing. So I want to clarify that for people. Some people think that abundance is money. No, it's not. You want to get, you know, dollars or coins or something or gold or silver. If you do look at that as far as money.
Could you say a better income?
Would be better, yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And, or, you know, if you do put that down, then be prepared for a job change. You know, that could be the way you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're working at a job and maybe, you know, just say you're making $10 an hour and you're putting in your 40 hours a week, a week, you know, they're not probably going to give you $20 an hour for your job. So you have to be prepared to want to relocate. And it's up to you now to look at the newspapers and to find out how. It's not going to come dropping into your lap, you know. So you do have to figure out a way to have that manifest for you. And your spirit will help you with that. So, you know, this is what it's going to do. And maybe you might overhear a conversation. Maybe your billboard is saying that you're tired of your old job making $10 an hour. You want to make $20. And so maybe you're working someplace, we'll just say at the Alien Cafe, serving coffee, and you overhear somebody saying, you know, I need somebody who likes dealing with people, and, you know, I can pay them $20 an hour. And you go, ah, that must be me. They read my billboard. So, remember, you have to be able to move your feet. You know, you have to look around, find out what the situation is. And, remember, we deal with stuff here. And the stuff is what you have to read into. You know, you have to check out the newspapers or whatever else, because it's not going to probably, you know, fall into your lap instantly. So anyway, that's how you want to change it. And you want to change it probably in all the billboards. So I think most people, when they do the first billboard, they just copy and paste the same thing into the other two, which are the what people are thinking of you and what the aliens are trying to do to you also, because it all comes from the same basic source, and the people may be reading that anyway. Or maybe something different. Maybe all your friends hate you, and you know, and they're putting that on your billboard, and you're trying to wonder why they're hating you. So. Anyway, that's one thing there. Anything else on the billboard? Oh, okay, what we have is current. So current is right now, okay? We have past and we have future. So current is in this moment right now. Remember, your past billboard that happened a long time ago, which could be 2 seconds ago on back, is what you're experiencing right now because you're in time. And so you set in place on your natal chart what's going to happen to you at a particular moment in time in the future. So you want to clean out the past billboard. Now, what you're living right now, since you're still being controlled by them, you're still making the agreements that you don't know about in contracts for your future. Remember, okay, let's just use a money example real quick here. So you have a job, and then it might say in the future, the aliens don't like that. They say, we want this person to get fired in 1 month. Okay, so you want to make sure you clear that out too. So I hope I answered that question properly. But that clearing, so far from people, when they talk to me about it, they just love it. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, you know, I have a few comments here about what to put on the billboard and that sort of thing. But I know we also have just a few minutes to go, and I don't know if you wanted to just – I wanted to mention – for anyone who's wondering about how to get in contact with you for clearings and also to sign up for the conference calls. Ron also does have conference calls during the week that are fantastic. We have one coming up today, Monday, and then we have water charging on Wednesday, and then we have them again on Friday. So contact Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. That's the way to get to him, and you can always join in on Saturday's fantastic 4-hour ascension preparation call. And there is a lot of free healings on the website. So do go to the website, Creation Lightship, and that has a lot of free sample clearings. Well, it's not really just even sample clearings. You do have sample clearings, 5-day sample clearings also as audios. There's videos that you can watch to get the divine energies of Jesus and that sort of thing coming in. It's just fantastic. There's so much you can do, even just starting right now, and spend the time and read up about what this is all about. This is the best news you will ever get, and the only real truth out there so far that I've found anyway.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Right. I'll do a sample here. There are aliens out there that we probably are associated with, okay? And they may have, initially, the original ones, I'm assuming this, I could be not completely correct, but we'll just say that there was some good ones that actually have your body form. And then maybe they sold it on down the line, and the ones that got to us last year are the ones that made us, corrupted, okay? So you understand that, Annika?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go to the group of aliens that you are, because we're all from an alien race somewhere, somehow, and we're going to bring in that energy of that, say, first cause energy that looks like us in our genetic form that was in purity. So I'm trying to clarify this for people who don't understand, okay? I think you'll probably all get it. But the ones that brought us here, brought the body here, definitely screwed us up. But I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the ones that had our perfect spiritual blueprint that may look like us out there someplace in the light. So I want to bring that energy in. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, that feels really good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. In fact, I'll leave that up on the light beam on the screen. So whatever race you're from, body genetics, the pure, uncorrupted race of pure light, it'll be with you for the next hour. So this will be a wonderful healing for people.
Now, back to you, Annika.
It just feels great. Boy,
yeah.
I'm really in the moment right now.
That is just amazing. It suddenly gave me a real boost of energy and everything here. So would you say it has anything to do with our home base?
No, it would not. No.
Okay. So what do we have time for, Ron? We only have like a minute to go. Do we have any time to do any other samples?
Boy, I don't think so.
We don't really do. But what I can mention is for everyone to get on the Ask One radio and continue on there, because that is just a great opportunity today. You're doing a lot today, Ron. So, yeah, maybe some of those people that don't. Otherwise, if you don't have time to do today, then Wednesday, you know, come back. Listen to BBS
Wednesday,
radio.
The program on BBS is at 7 o'clock Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 o'clock Eastern. So, and we probably have about 600 archives, I think, on BBS here. Boy, by all means, if you're new to the program, just get in there and pick some. And
absolutely,
they all have sample healings on it. And just experience this. And for the newcomers, it takes probably about 6 to 10 shows to finally understand what we're talking about. Because you have to go through the mind blocks of negativity. So thank you, everybody, for coming on today. Blessings to all of you, and enjoy the true race of your body from these energies coming into you right now of pure light energy from your genetics. So here we go. See you later. It'll be on the light beam for the next hour. Thank you, everybody. Blessings to all of you. And come on the 8-hour calls starting this actually Saturday and Sunday. Bye, everybody.
Bye.